from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Coming up.
Have you ever been a boner guy? Like using the word boner?
No. That could have gone...
I mean, I've been. I'm
No, I know. No, I wasn't going there. I'm trying to use. Yeah, you didn't strike me as a boner guy.
Not saying would.
Yeah.
It's hard.
You're not. That's it?
Yeah. I think.
Has it changed over time? Or have you just always been that guy?
Right. I think
Tyler's no doubt a boner guy. Tyler's a stiffy guy.
Always have been.
No question. Stiffy.
Yeah.
Boner alert. Sticker pecking out.
Sometimes say rock in front of the hard, you know.
Yeah. Old King Ding-a-ling in there. I knew you was vulgar. Like, yeah, you're nasty.
Girl.
Yeah. Yeah, never. Yeah, boner. Oh, God dang. I've got a boner. Yeah, that's never come through.
Hold on, so.
I think my mom will tell you how old I was. I think I was probably 7 or 8. I think I asked my mom what that was.
Ah. Was she honest with you?
Yeah, it was honest. I don't know how thorough it was.
Yeah. I think if I'd have said that, Teresa's more on the line of, you don't need to worry about that right now.
Well, I think my
You're
mom.
A kid. Stay a kid. Stay 7.
Yeah, but that thing was happening. You had one.
Stay 7. She said, continue to roll through it. I don't think they've asked me yet.
It's coming.
It's coming. 10-year-old. But no, hang with us live and local till midnight. They may talk about boners. You might get a little bit more understanding of that with Area 45. Pat, Chris, and Young Sean are not afraid to go to that area. They are not. Really also to pass along to you, this from Adam Spillane, Sports Radio 610 Zone. While the Astros are returning to a 6-man rotation for this 16 games and 16 day stretch, Clint, Joe Espada said that Ronel Blanco is available out of the pen as they have yet to decide what day he'll start against the Angels. So, I mean, they are really getting prepared and getting him prepared, which I tell you the truth, I like it. To me, like, now I don't know if he's going to, and I think you should go a step further and just really plan on it. Plan on him coming out of the bullpen, because he is most definitely going to be a piggyback guy or whatever, or come in a fifth or fourth inning, because obviously the leashes are much shorter in the postseason. I mean, Hunter Brown is in a 2-1 game in the fourth and he gets runners on second and third. You could see somebody getting up and coming in the game right then and there, which is different than the regular season. So I just like having guys to get adjusted to their roles. To me, if Spencer Arrigetti is going to be that guy too, be nice if the first time he comes out of the bullpen isn't the first time he does it in a postseason game. So I do like them getting in front of, getting these guys potentially used to their roles in those important games.
Yeah, no, I love it. You know, I think whoever is not in the rotation, whether that's Verlander or Spencer Arrighetti, and then on top of Ronel Blanco, what makes you feel really comfortable about, again, whether it's Verlander or Spencer Arrighetti, one of those is going to be in the four-man rotation. What makes you really confident about one of those guys getting a start is that you have one or two arms in the bullpen that are long relief guys, that are piggyback guys that you have a ton of confidence in. For me, it's easy. I mean, there's a chance that one of these guys is not going to have their best stuff. It's going to be obvious early. And you don't want to let games get away from you, especially with this lineup. You have a chance to score runs in bunches, so you don't want to let a game get away from you. To know you've got that big arm in the bullpen to come in, I look at it as a fan. I go, well, hell, you know, it's going to take two dudes that have been really good. Well, with the exception of Verlander, it's going to take two dudes that have been good all year long, not being on that day, not having their stuff that day, for the Astros to get run up out of the ballpark, which it makes it a little easier to go with a Verlander. It makes it a little easier to overlook the inexperience and the youth of a guy like Spencer Arrighetti, assuming he writes the ship here after his last start, which I think he was tipping pitches. We'll see. You know, it just makes it easier to make those decisions and be confident in those scenarios when you've got that one or two big arms in the pen that can piggyback.
And most definitely, if you think about Arrighetti and Verlander's last couple of starts, they wouldn't be allowed to give up. They wouldn't be allowed to give up the amount of runs they gave up. They would have been pulled.
Hell no, I would think.
Right? And I know that the Arrighetti thing came quick in a hurry against the Reds. But at some point, you start seeing how they were swinging the bat. You look, oh, it's 2-0. Like, you get to get people up.
Yeah.
And you potentially, because you just can't. Like, you have a 3-game series. You got to win two of them bad boys. You just can't.
I'll see you
can't
in October.
Be down 8-0.
Yeah.
And having to try to trail and get back the whole way. So I do like the fact that guys are getting in their spots. By the way, real quick around the horn, do you think that Spencer Arrighetti has a chance to get a postseason start? Do you think he is pitching these last several starts? They've got 20 left. He'll probably have 3 starts. Do you think he is playing for an opportunity to get a start in a postseason game?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
So you don't think it's an automatic like it is with Blanco that he's in the bullpen?
No, I don't think it's an automatic. I think Verlander's got a lot of work to do to get back to prove that he's ready. And it's got to get better. How much better? I don't know what that looks like. I mean, obviously there's a confidence level in the organization and with Verlander. But at the end of the day, there's no way in a wild card series with best of three where you can start Verlander right now. There's just no way. Not that you would need to start Spencer Arrighetti, so maybe that's not pertinent to your question, but even when you get into the playoffs, like, I just don't know what we've seen right now. I don't know how you could pick Verlander over Spencer Arrighetti. Now, what Spencer Arrighetti is pitching for is to position himself to where if Verlander doesn't right the ship, he's the dude.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what Arrighetti's got to correct everything, get it back on the right track, and pitch well for the next 3 starts, and not hope, but position himself to where if Verlander is still struggling, if there's some kind of injury, if there's some kind of negative effect of what he went through this year that's not going to allow him to be back to his normal self, then Spencer's sitting right there in the catbird seat ready to get that start. That's what Spencer's pitching for, is put yourself in position to
he damn sure should be acting that way.
Yeah, yes,
he
I agree.
Should, yeah, he should be acting that way and understanding, like, yeah. Because to me, I think the 3 are set, though. I do feel like if Verlander, his last 3 starts, were to rein it in and got it together, I do think he could potentially kick somebody out of that top 3. But right now, I think it's pretty hard to not see Framber, Hunter Brown, and Kikuchi.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.